All right, injury report. Tyvon Branch didn't practice. He's out. Andre Girard did not practice. He's doubtful for the game. Kaluka was limited in practice. He's questionable. Pashos did not practice. Doubtful. Tracy Porter was full. He's probable. Menlik Watson did not practice. He's doubtful. Stefan Wisniewski was full. He's probable for the game. So that's where we're at injury-wise. We had a good week of practice. I think our guys are excited about getting back out in front of the home crowd and getting an opportunity to go play against a good Pittsburgh Steelers team. I think it's a great rivalry, great tradition in this game, and our guys are looking forward to taking part in it.
Would a move with Cornell be made game day?
It'd be made probably tomorrow.
You mentioned the rivalry. Something that you make sure the players are aware of? You think that's an important thing for them to know about?
I think the history of this rivalry and understand what it's all about, what this rivalry throughout the ages has been about and the stakes that have been, what's been at stake during this game has been pretty impressive. And two teams that have a rich history and a rich tradition of winning championships, and those are, it's what we aspire to be. So it's fun to be a part of it.
Do you ever use a speaker, like somebody that was in the rivalry, or at any point?
I've used speakers throughout the year. I haven't done it for particular games or individual games. I think you kind of take those things on a case by case basis. But there'd be plenty to pick from in this rivalry, that's for sure.
Jacoby Ford, Greg Olson had mentioned that maybe 3 weeks ago he saw the Ford that people had known a couple years ago. Are you starting to see more of that? Do you think he's finally getting to the point where he can be more active in the offense, or is he still fighting his way to get playing time?
No, I think he's done some things that have caught our eye. Obviously he's an explosive player, and what we've got to do a great job of is finding ways to get the ball in the hands of our playmakers, and he's one of the guys that we've got out there that can, when he gets the ball in his hands, he can make a big play. So, I think he's one guy that we need to find ways to get the ball to.
Troy Polamalu, he's getting up there in age, but is he still a guy you have the game plan for?
Yeah, he's everywhere. You never know where he's going to be, and he makes a lot of plays and does a great job of timing up snap counts and those types of things and pressures and. He's a guy that we have to account for. He's a great player, been a great player in this league, and we got to know where he's at on every single play. He's kind of one of the catalysts of their football team.
After playing the Steelers last year, one of the big wins from last year, is there any carryover? You take anything from that game, how you were able to beat the Steelers last year compared to this year?
Not really. I think what we got to look at is everybody – teams change from year to year, and we've changed as a football team. They've changed as a football team. So really we pay a lot of attention to. Obviously we go back and look at schematically some of the things that they tried to do. We look at matchups. We look at personnel. But it's two different teams playing this year. But our guys are excited about playing the Pittsburgh Steelers. And it'll be a great challenge for them coming in here.